The Lord of the harvest is calling our laborers true in his field. To gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are striving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
Yet Jesus to say them as died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, the souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A warm and cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We indeed count it a privilege to be back with our weekly gospel message. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. For those who desire to write us, you may do so by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E. That is Guthrie, Oklahoma. We appreciate your prayers and interest in the work which we are endeavoring to do for the Lord and His cause. I'm happy today to be serving a risen Christ and one who lives in my heart. Listen to this text from Mark 16:4. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. In this chapter is recorded the experiences of the women who went to the tomb of Christ in the early morning hours. They had spoken one to another on the road that morning, and one question was in their mind. Especially were they concerned about the huge stone which had been rolled before the tomb of our Savior. They wondered how it might be removed for them to leave their spices in the tomb. Is this not characteristic of our doubts and fears? We wonder how we'll be able to meet certain obligations before the time comes. We see the difficulties which lie ahead, and our fears are magnified when we do not rightly choose the road of faith. But I am glad that God is greater than all of our fears. Many of the troubles which we dread are those which never come to us. The women found the stone had already been rolled away when they came to the tomb. Before them had been painted a cold and dark picture, a picture of a tomb and a stone before its door, sealed with the governor's seal. But instead, they found a tomb full of light. They saw angels with shining garments. The angels gave them a message of hope and cheer. Instead, the tomb of Christ became a window into eternity. They were seeking the living among the dead. They were informed that Jesus of Nazareth was not there, for he had risen. How true it is that today many look for Christ in the wrong place. He is not to be found in some formal dead place of worship, but he may be found by all when they come to him with sincerity of heart and true faith in the atoning work of the shed blood of Christ. That which appears to be an evening star and one which is about to set in the western sky will then become a morning star in their lives. Doubts are made to quickly vanish in the presence of the glorious resurrection of our Lord. The proof of His resurrection was in the empty grave. Further proof of His resurrection is found in Acts 1:3. I quote, "To whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." However, I'm glad that not only do we accept the testimony of others in regard to our risen Lord, but we know and experience ourselves the marvelous transformation which takes place in our life the moment we believe in His atoning grace. He is the basis for our faith, both in the present and for the future. But notice now verses 6 and 7 from the 16th chapter of Mark. "And He saith unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid Him. But go your way, tell His disciples and Peter that He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see Him, as He said unto you." We see then that the onlookers at the tomb were first invited to behold the place where Christ had lain. This would confirm their faith in the resurrection of our Lord. Then they were given the commission to go and tell others. Is this not the mission of the church today? Is it not our solemn obligation to give forth the good news of a resurrected Lord? He is no longer asleep in the tomb, but He is a risen, victorious Christ. He has the power over sin, hell, and the grave. As we look to Him to dispel our fears, let us take renewed courage to carry the good news of a risen Lord to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Let us delay no longer in sounding forth the year of Jubilee. Listen to this poem entitled "The Mission Trail" by Leslie Busby. "From rims of everlasting peace, contented thus to leave, the Son of God came with release for all who would believe. His downward trail from light and life was one of fear and dread, but for the souls in sin and strife, with joy He went ahead. No earth-born welcome gave Him hail, nor men His praises sung. His entrance was a bitter trail, with grief and care o'erhung. No room for shelter in the inn, the manger gave Him rest, while lowly shepherds were the men who owned and called Him blessed. Beneath a kind parental care, that knew earth's toil and pain, our Savior grew and blossomed fair to manhood's noble reign. And ever conscious of His quest, His mortal days were spent o'ercoming sin and sorrow, lest would fail His pure intent. O mission trail, the Savior's route, to gain men's earnest reach, a path unchanged by doubt, fear and doubt, restore of the breach. Yet onward moved our Lord and King, His ministry began, sharp ridicule and scorn to bring from contradicting man. While brewed the anger of the proud in threats to take His life, salvation's message rang aloud as peace amid the strife. Until at last the hour drew near when Jesus faced the cross, embracing death without a fear, to save the world from loss. When silent hung His precious frame, by prophets long foretold, His blood poured forth a fount of shame upon the cross so cold. Kind sympathetic hands did bear His precious form away. A borrowed tomb was waiting there, great price for one to pay. but upward on that glorious morn, alive forevermore. Aside the linen garments worn, the grave to hold no more. To those whose trusting hearts dismayed with grief and care were full, the Christ his blessed appearance made, in proofs infallible. Go forth, said he, this message tell, to nations far and wide, of free salvation's flowing well, and lo, I'm by your side. But tarry ye, the Spirit's worth will give you power and might. Then, slowly rising from the earth, he left their wondering sight. And thus the mission trail was trod through earth's dark little while, the precious souls of men and God by grace to reconcile. And we who follow him can share the joy that's set before, endure the cross he gives to bear, and live forevermore. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we are indeed grateful for the price that you paid for our redemption. We're glad for the atoning blood of Christ our Savior, that he gave his life to ransom those who would accept his sacrifice. Yet all of this would have been in vain had it not been for the resurrection of our Lord. For the manifestation of thy power in raising our Lord, we are indeed grateful. Help us to share the glad news to those who still eagerly wait for the message of salvation, and to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now the song, What a Savior, as sung by Bobby Forbes, Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Calvary, his hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven, he gave his life's blood for even me. He left the Father with all his riches, with calmness sweet and serene, came down from heaven and gave his life's blood to make the vilest sinner.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge by simply sending us your request. Now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may heaven's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.
And sing up there for